Bingaman's Accessible Customer Service Policy Statement. Intent and Commitment. This policy is intended to meet the requirements of Accessibility Standards for Customer Service, Ontario Regulation 42907 under the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act 2005, and applies to the provision of goods and services to the public or other third parties, not to the goods themselves. Bingaman strives at all times to provide its goods and services in a way that respects the dignity and independence of people with disabilities. We are also committed to giving people with disabilities the same opportunity to access our goods and services and allowing them to benefit from the same services in the same place and in a similar way as other customers. All goods and services provided by Bingaman shall follow the principles of dignity, independence, integration, and equal opportunity. Scope. A. This policy applies to the provision of goods and services at premises owned and operated by Bingaman's Inc. B. This policy applies to employees, volunteers, agents, and/or contractors who deal with the public or other third parties that act on behalf of Bingaman's Inc., including when the provision of goods and services occurs off the premises of Bingaman's Inc., such as in delivery services, catering, and third-party venues, i.e. cafeterias and vending locations. C. The section of this policy that addresses the use of guide dogs, service animals, and service dogs applies when goods and services are provided to members of the public or other third parties at premises owned and operated by Bingaman's Inc., and if members of the public and third parties have access to the premises. D. This policy shall also apply to all persons who participate in the development of Bingaman's policies, practices, and procedures governing the provision of goods and services to members of the public or third parties. General Principles. In accordance with the Accessibility Standards for Customer Service, Ontario Regulation 42907, this policy addresses the following. A. The provision of goods and services to persons with disabilities. B. The use of assistive devices. C. The use of guide dogs, service animals, and service dogs. D. The use of support persons. E. Notice of service disruptions. F. Customer feedback. G. Training. And H. Notice of availability and format of required documents. Section A, the provision of goods and services to persons with disabilities. Bingaman's Inc. will make every reasonable effort to ensure that its policies, practices, and procedures are consistent with the principles of dignity, independence, integration, and equal opportunity by ensuring that all customers receive the same value and quality, allowing customers with disabilities to do things in their own ways at their own pace when accessing goods and services as long as this does not present a safety risk, using alternative methods when possible to ensure that customers with disabilities have access to the same services in the same place and in a similar manner, taking into account individual needs when providing goods and services, and communicating in a manner that takes into account the customer's disability. Section B, Assistive Devices. Customers own assistive devices. We are committed to serving people with disabilities who use assistive devices to obtain, use, or benefit from our goods and services. Persons with disabilities may use their own assistive devices as required when accessing goods or services provided by Bingaman's Inc. In cases where the assistive device presents a safety concern or where accessibility might be an issue, other reasonable measures will be used to ensure the access of goods and services. For example, open flames and oxygen tanks cannot be near one another. Therefore, the accommodation of a customer with an oxygen tank may involve ensuring the customer is in a location that would be considered safe for both the customer and business, or where elevators are not present and where an individual requires assistive devices for the purposes of mobility, service will be provided in a location that meets the needs of the customer. Assistive devices provided by Bingaman's Inc. The following assistive devices are available on a first-come, first-served basis and upon request to assist customers in accessing our goods and services. Those assistive devices include wheelchairs. Section C, Guide Dogs, Service Animals, and Service Dogs. We are committed to welcoming people with disabilities who are accompanied by a service animal. A customer with a disability that is accompanied by a guide dog, service animal, or service dog will be allowed access to premises that are open to the public unless otherwise excluded by law. No pet policies do not apply to guide dogs, service animals, and/or service dogs. Food service areas. A customer with a disability that is accompanied by a guide dog or a service dog will be allowed access to food service areas that are open to the public unless otherwise excluded by law. Other types of service animals are not permitted into food service areas due to the Health Protection and Promotion Act, Ontario Regulation 562, Section 60. Exclusion guidelines. If a guide dog, service animal, or service dog is excluded by law, see applicable laws below, Bingaman's Inc. will offer alternative methods to enable the person with a disability to access goods and services when possible. For example, securing the animal in a safe location and offering the guidance of an employee. Applicable laws. Food Safety and Quality Act 2001, Ontario Regulation 3105. Animals not intended for slaughter or to be euthanized are not allowed in any area or room of a meat plant. It also makes an exception for service dogs to allow them in those areas of a meat plant where food is served, sold, or offered for sale to customers and in those areas that do not contain animals or animal parts and are not used for the receiving, processing, packaging, labeling, shipping, handling, or storing of animals or parts of animals. The Health Protection and Promotion Act, Ontario Regulation 562, Section 60, normally does not allow animals in places where food is manufactured, prepared, processed, handled, served, displayed, stored, sold, or offered for sale. It does allow guide dogs and service dogs to go into places where food is served, sold, or offered for sale. However, other types of service animals are not included in this exception. Dog Owners Liability Act, Ontario. If there is a conflict between a provision of this act or of a regulation under this or any other act relating to banned breeds, such as pit bulls, and a provision of a bylaw passed by a municipality relating to these breeds, the provision that is more restrictive in relation to controls or bans on these breeds prevails. Recognizing a guide dog, service dog, and/or service animal. If it is not readily apparent that the animal is being used by the customer for reasons relating to his or her disability, Bingham's Inc. may request verification from the customer. Verification may include a letter from a physician or a nurse confirming that the person requires the animal for reasons related to the disabilities, a valid identification card signed by the Attorney General of Canada, or a certificate of training from a recognized guide dog or service animal training school. Care and control of the animal. The customer that is accompanied by a guide dog, service dog, and/or service animal is responsible for maintaining care and control of the animal at all time. Allergies. If a health and safety concern presents itself, for example, in the form of a severe allergy to the animal, Bingham's Inc. will make all reasonable efforts to meet the needs of all individuals. Section D. Support persons. Bingham's Inc. is committed to welcoming people with disabilities who are accompanied by a support person. If a customer with a disability is accompanied by a support person, Bingham's Inc. will ensure that both persons are allowed to enter the premises together and that the customer is not prevented from having access to the support person. There may be times where seating and availability prevent the customer and support person from sitting beside each other. In these situations, Bingham's Inc. will make every reasonable attempt to resolve the issue. In situations where confidential information might be discussed, prior consent will be obtained from the customer. Admission fees. If payment is required by a support person for admission to the premises, Bingham's Inc. will ensure that notice is given in advance by posting notice of admission fees for support persons where Bingham's fees are posted. Bingham's recognizes the PAL card as well as the access to entertainment card. Section E. Notice of disruptions in service. Service disruptions may occur due to reasons that may or may not be within the control or knowledge of Bingham's Inc. In the event of any temporary disruptions to facilities or services that customers with disabilities rely on to access or use Bingham's goods or services, reasonable efforts will be made to provide advance notice. In some circumstances, such as in the situation of unplanned temporary disruptions, advance notice may not be possible. Notifications will include. In the event that a notification needs to be posted, the following information will be included unless it is not readily available or known. Goods or services that are disrupted or unavailable. Reason for the disruption, anticipated duration, and a description of alternative services or options. Notifications options. When disruptions occur, Bingham's Inc. will provide notice by posting notices in conspicuous places, including at the point of disruption, at the main entrance, and the nearest accessible entrance to the service disruption and or the Bingham's website. Contacting customers with appointments. Verbally notifying customers when they are making a reservation or appointment, or by any other method that may be reasonable under the circumstances. Section F. Feedback process. The ultimate goal of Bingham's Inc. is to meet and surpass customer expectations while serving customers with disabilities. Comments on our services regarding how well those expectations are being met are welcomed and appreciated. Bingham's Inc. shall provide customers with the opportunity to provide feedback on the service provided to customers with disabilities. Information about the feedback process will be readily available to all customers and notice of the process will be made available by Bingham's website. Feedback forms, along with alternate methods of providing feedback, such as verbally, in person, or by telephone, or written, handwritten, delivered website or email, will be available upon request. Submitting feedback. Customers can submit feedback to Michelle Playfair, Human Resource Manager, by phone at 519-744-1555, extension 2262, by fax at 519-744-1985, by mail at 425 Binghamton's Center Drive in Kitchener, Ontario, N2B3X7, or by email at bingham@binghamtons.com, or on the website at www.binghamtons.com. Customers who wish to provide feedback by completing an on-site customer feedback form or verbally can do so at Binghamton's reception, camping registration office, or at the Funworks admissions desk. Customers that provide formal feedback will receive acknowledgement of their feedback along with any resulting actions based on concerns or complaints that were submitted. Section G, Training. Training will be provided to all employees, volunteers, agents, and or contractors who deal with the public or other third parties that act on behalf of Binghamton's Inc., and those who are involved in the development and approval of customer service policies, practices, and procedures. Training provisions. As reflected in Ontario Regulation 42907, regardless of the format, training will cover the following. A review of the purpose of the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act 2005. A review of the requirements of the Accessibility Standards for Customer Service, Ontario Regulation 42907. Instructions on how to interact and communicate with people with various types of disabilities. Instructions on how to interact with people with disabilities who use assistive devices, require the assistance of a guide dog, service dog, or other service animal, or require the use of a support person, including the handling of admission fees. Instructions on how to use equipment or devices that are available at our premises or that we provide that may help people with disabilities. Instructions on what to do if a person with a disability is having difficulty accessing Binghamton's goods and services. Binghamton's policies, procedures, and practices pertaining to providing accessible customer service to customers with disabilities. Training schedule. Binghamton's Inc. will provide training as soon as practicable. Training will be provided to new employees, volunteers, agents, and/or contractor who deal with the public or act on our behalf during orientation. Revised training will be provided in the event of changes to legislation, procedures, and/or practices. Record of training. Binghamton's Inc. will keep a record of training that includes the dates training was provided and the number of employees who attended the training. Section H. Notice of availability and format of documents. Binghamton's Inc. shall notify customers that the documents related to the Accessibility Standard for Customer Service are available upon request and in a format that takes into account the customer's disability. Notification will be given by posting the information in a conspicuous place owned and operated by Binghamton's, Binghamton's website, and or any other reasonable method. Administration. This policy exists to achieve service excellence to customers with disabilities. If you have any questions or concerns about this policy or its related procedures, please contact Michelle Playfair, Human Resource Manager, by phone at 519-744-1555 at extension 2262, by mail at 425 Binghamton's Center Drive, Kitchener, Ontario, N2B3X7, by email at mplayfair@binghamtons.com, or online at our website at www.binghamtons.com. This policy and its related procedures will be reviewed as required in the event of legislative changes.